Babe, I'm here. Hey, there you are. I'm glad you're here. Oh, my visit with Jill was nice. Yeah, it was good to talk and catch up. She's still smarting over her breakup, though. Poor girl. Yeah, she and Chris broke up. I told you about that, right? Well, he dumped her, so she's a bit crushed, to put it mildly. I guess all she can do is learn from the experience and move on. Babe, can I ask you about something? I know, of course I can. But let me be serious here for a minute, okay? Jill and I were talking, and one of the reasons they broke up was, well, he wasn't feeling satisfied in the bedroom. Yeah, I was surprised too. It got me thinking. I'm really happy with things between us. Really, I am. I'm very happy with our sex life. But you haven't asked for anything, or, you know, I mean, everyone has kinks, right? Things they're into. I want to know yours. I want to make sure that we're both getting what we need in bed. I want to meet your needs romantically, emotionally, and physically. I'm 100% serious. I want to know. And if it's within my comfort zone, I'll do it for you. So, baby, how can I please you tonight? Please don't be shy. I meant what I said. We can do whatever you want. No judgment. I'm not here to kink shame you. I promise. That's not what I expected. Oh, no, not like that. I mean, what do I mean? I thought you might say something like you wanted to play nurse or maybe put on a schoolgirl uniform and call you sir. No, that's true. You aren't like other guys. But I feel like you've just turned this around on me, and if it's but if it's what you want, I'll do it. This request, it's very surprising and flattering. Come here, baby. Have to admit, I'm a bit nervous about this. I'll gladly do it, no question. How about you wait in the living room and I'll get ready in the bedroom and then you come in, okay? I'll call you when I'm ready. Great. Honey, I'm ready for you. Okay, you sit there and I'll stand in front of you until I have to move to the bed. What do you think? You told me to dress in what I thought was my sexiest outfit, and I chose this one. I know you love this dress too. How you react to it is one of the many reasons that I love it. I love the snug bodice and how it leaves my shoulders and arms bare. The skirt is loose and flowy too. It dances around my legs when I walk. I feel really elegant in it. I like the way the white fabric plays off my skin. No, I'm not stalling. I'm actually warming up to your fantasy a little more. I didn't think me alone would be sexy enough for you to be a fantasy. But I feel sexy in this dress because you like me in it. When I wear it out to barbecues or parties, you look at me all the time. When we're close, your hands go right to me. On my hip, on my waist, on my arms. And do you remember after Beth's party? I was the designated driver and you had a few drinks. You weren't drunk, not at all, but it definitely got you into a mood. As soon as I unlocked the door, you were on me. We made out like crazy on the way to the bedroom, and I could feel you against me, through this dress, and when we got to the bedroom, do you remember what happened? Mm-hmm. You bent me over the mattress and flipped the skirt up and fucked me hard. You made me scream that night. God, thinking about it gives me shivers. I remember my French tip nails digging into the bed as you gave it to me. It's hard not to feel desired when I have a memory like that in this dress. Now that I've told you why I like wearing it so much, shall I strip out of it for you, baby? Okay. Can you pull down the zipper for me? Thank you. I chose special underwear, too. Can you guess which set makes me feel sexiest? Of course. You know me so well. Let me pull down the top and you can see the bra. The matching white set from Victoria's Secret. The push-up bra and the delicate white panties that match. The material feels so soft on my skin. I love how the bottoms stretch over my body and leave my cheeks exposed. When I wear them in front of you, I always check back to see if you're looking at me. I love your eyes on me so much, like how you're looking at me now. All right. So I'm here, on the bed, my dress off, in my bra and panties. You want me to tell you what turns me on? Are you sure about this, baby? I can do whatever fantasy you like. You're too sweet. I'm glad you think just knowing what turns me on is sexy. Let's start with something simple, something you might not know about. You know my ticklish spot, yeah? Right here, where my neck meets my shoulder. Have you ever noticed I'm not so ticklish when we're in bed? When you kiss me here, it sends lightning through my body. It drives me wild. I have to squirm away when you do it in public because I'll embarrass myself. Mm-hmm. Even in public, when you sneak up behind me and put your arms around me and nuzzle me just there, it's incredible. And I get hot right away. You have to promise to only use that power for good, mister. Deal? I'm sure you know a lot of things that turn me on, baby. I mean, you do a damn fine job of it. Secrets? I don't have any secrets. Okay, I know. This is your fantasy, so I'll be honest with you. It turns me on when you bite me. Mm-hmm. When you kiss me and you tug on my lip. When you're kissing my neck and you nip at my flesh. When you graze your teeth along my nipples. I love it. Yes, I'm turned on. Do you want me to touch myself yet? Oh, thank God. Over the panties is fine. Even through them, I can feel that I'm so warm and wet. Oh, fuck, baby, that feels good. Sometimes I touch myself like this, baby. Here, in bed, or in the shower. I just need to get off. I know, it's perfectly healthy, but sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night. And you're laying beside me. I get horny and I press myself against you and I touch myself until I come and I can fall back asleep. You're hard, baby. Are you sure you just want to watch me? Okay, okay. This is what you want. It's like a game for you. Yes, I'll take my bra off. I like teasing my nipple while I rub my pussy. It feels so good. It's like they're connected, but I think you know that already. There's something... something else about when I touch myself. It's... I need to feel you, and sometimes being near you, it's what gets me wet and horny. When I'm laying next to you, it's easy. Or in the bathroom, I smell your cologne. So I fuck myself in the shower until I come. Do you remember when you went on that trip for a few days? I missed you so much. I was aching for you. I couldn't wait for you to come to bed when your flight got in. I prayed all week that you wouldn't be too tired. Even still, I couldn't wait. Do you want me to tell you what I did? I laid here on your side of the bed. Your pillow has your smell on it. And I wore the shirt you left behind. It felt so naughty, like I was breaking the rules. It was like you were all around me. Fuck. I rubbed my clit until I made the bed wet, baby. Our bed. Where you were gonna come home to me and take me, claiming me. Where I belong to you, and only you. You turned me on so much. Fuck. May I take my panties off? Please. I just want to show you how drenched I am because of you. Thank you, baby, thank you. Yes, watch me. Watch me touch myself. Honey, there's something more I can tell you. Well, I'm just thinking of things as we go along here. Different things that get me off, like you wanted. Oh, God. You know, I like it when you take charge. When you take control of me in bed. I love it when you pin my wrists, when you're on top of me, when I'm touching myself. That's often what I'm thinking about. You driving into me, taking me, fucking me, and I just go crazy beneath you. Oh, fuck. Baby, keep looking at me like that, okay? I know you want me. I know you want me so badly. I want you to jump on this bed and fuck me. That's why I wanted to treat you. You give me so much of what I ache for. More? Maybe, I don't know. Okay, okay. There's one thing. I'm a little embarrassed. Okay, yes, I'll tell you. I love when you fuck me raw. Yes, I know, but I can't help it. That night after Beth's party, you had to have me so bad, and I felt your naked cock plunge into me, and I fucking loved it. I felt every inch of you inside my body. It sets me on fire. Oh, fuck. I try to tempt you whenever I think I can get away with it. I know it's bad, baby, but I can't help it. When the box of condoms gets low, I get excited because I think about getting you to fuck me without them, so I can feel your skin on me and feel your cock throb inside of me. Yes. I know it's risky, but I love that part too. I want your cum in me. I want you to fuck me raw and come inside me. I want it all. I want all of you, baby. It turns me on so much. I don't care if you get me pregnant. Okay, that's a lie. I don't want to lie to you. I do care if you get me pregnant. I think it would be so sexy. I can't help it. I just need you inside me. Your cum, your dick, your smell, your taste. See your marks on me. Own me, baby. Claim my body. Claim all of me. I want to be your woman. That's my fantasy. I need you to have me. I want to give myself over to you. That's why I asked to fulfill your fantasy. I want to be yours in every way I can. Baby, I'm gonna come. Watch me come for you, okay? Yeah. Oh yes. Oh yes. Watch me. That's it. I'm your dirty little slut, your kinky girlfriend who's desperate for you. Oh God, I'm getting close. Honey, watch me. Watch me come. Please, let me be your fantasy too. Make me yours forever. Oh fuck. Fuck. I'm coming. Did I do a good job? Is that what you wanted, my love? I love you. Good. I'm glad you liked that. It was a fun idea. Yes. Hold me. Just like that. I'm all yours. Honey, if you ever want, we can switch spots, you know. I'd love to hear what makes you tick. Besides watching me, that is. And if you let me catch my breath here for a minute, I might make more of your fantasies come true.